Similar to a well-tuned automobile, a guitar requires the same level of attention to perform at its very best. No matter how expensive your guitar may be, we will treat you and your instrument with the utmost respect. Call 920-723-1733 or visit jeffsguitar.com. Jeff's Guitar Clinic in Fort Atkinson, we love guitars.
Welcome to another podcast at slysoffice.com. One of our great sponsors, Scott from S&I Remodeling. What have we known each other about 10 years now, Scott?
It's been about 10 years. We've been advertising with you pretty consistently for about that long.
You know, it's the time of year people start thinking about, you know, are they going to move? Are they going to fix their house up? Are they going to be able to enjoy their backyard? Are they going to take full advantage of the more mature trees in the backyard? Maybe they get a nice view. What do you suggest? When should people start calling you regarding decks or screened-in porches?
I'll tell you what. We're already talking to people, are calling already.
You're going to have to hang on a second here. For some reason, I'm getting a weird feedback. Okay, go ahead.
As we move towards spring and summer, contractors are busy. And I'll tell you that, good for my trade, we've been busy throughout the entire winter. I've been telling people that we're summer busy right now. And, you know, it's going to be challenging for clients to get those decks in the spring and early summer if they're not calling right now. Contractors are busy. They're doing a lot of estimates and a lot of quotes. And the fact of the matter is that it's hard to believe that we're as busy as we have been. I've been in business 28 years, and I got to be honest and say that last year was probably the busiest year that I've ever had. And the fact is that, you know, we're so busy that it's challenging to get to everybody. So if you really do want a deck or a screen room, now really is the time. You're not going to get it, obviously, until spring. But if you wait until spring, you're not going to get it till midsummer.
Tell me about the do's and don'ts of, and by the way, the number at S&I Remodeling is 222-8044, and they just work within Dane County. I'm sorry if you're listening to one of our podcasts in Milwaukee, Scott can't roll his truck over to 37th and Burleigh. Just ain't going to happen, okay?
It's a long drive.
It's a long drive. All right, so the do's and don'ts of porches as far as decks and screened-in porches.
I think, you know, if it's an investment in your home, so ultimately using good products that are going to last for a long time. We've been using a lot of the composite decking. Now, it is expensive. It's the most expensive out of that versus cedar or treated. But it's also lasting the longest.
What is composite decking? Explain what that is for a dummy like me.
Well, for a dummy, I'd say it's plastic. there's more to it than just being plastic. But, you know, they're the Trex, Timberline, or TimberTech, I'm sorry, AZAC, a lot of the different products that are out there are, you know, they have a core product. They have an outer, each line has, you know, a cheaper, you know, and it's not cheap, don't get me wrong, medium and high quality. So you get an opportunity to try and price according to your budget. The idea is, I usually tell people, if you're going to do a wood deck and you're going to stain it, if you're not going to be the person out there staining it on a hot Saturday and you're going to just call a contractor and say, hey, come in and stain my deck, you might as well put the first two stainings, the cost of that, pay now, pay later idea. So if you're, you know, obviously the advantage of paying later is being able to string it out, but staining, we stain decks for people. We don't give a warranty. And that's not what I like to say, but ultimately it doesn't last very long. The staining, the obviously I wouldn't ever suggest that you paint a deck, but people have. The staining just doesn't last. It gets beat down so bad with the sun that you're going to be staining it again a year or maybe 2 years later, and you're paying that cost again. You might as well pay up front and have something that's going to give you, you know, 15 years of great service. You go out in the spring, you clean up the leaves, you get out a bucket and some soap and a hose, you scrub it down, squirt it off with the hose, you're ready to go for another season.
So you, it is one thing, if you got to be willing to put a little work into your deck, right?
You do, just like your yard. If you want landscaping.
I pay somebody to do that.
Yeah, well, so do I. Don't tell anybody.
What about people that expect you to go over to one of the big department stores, one of the big box stores, and buy the materials there so they can save money?
I'm not going to go to the grocery store to buy your material. If you were the person that wanted to actually provide the product and whatnot, you can do that. A lot of contractors won't do that. I don't have a problem doing that. It doesn't happen very often, but you don't get a warranty. That's the problem. We do a 3-year Craftsman warranty. All of a sudden, you got a board that's warping. You got a railing that's falling apart. And it doesn't happen very often, but it does. I mean, people are human. Some guys have a bad day or whatever. We don't get hardly any callbacks. When we do, we're Johnny on the spot. Usually you're going to get a call in a couple of days, for sure within a week. We're going to be out there quick and fast and take care of any possible problems you have. Ultimately, you are getting product that is cheaper. A lot of the big box stores are going out to these companies and they're saying, look, we want to sell your decking. Of course, we're going to buy 10 truckloads, but we need it at a price point that we can sell it to that's going to undercut. The problem with that, of course, is then they're dumbing down the material. You're not going to get as long of a product or as long as use of the product as you are from somebody that I'm going to buy from. So I usually tell people there's certain things you can buy in those type of stores, nails, screws, things like that. I'm not sure that if you're putting up a $10,000 deck that you want to get a cheaper product, because it's just not going to last, and it's an investment in your home. If all of a sudden 5 years later you want to try and sell this house, you're ultimately going to have, if I build the deck for you, you're going to have a product that is going to be almost as good as the day that we built it, and it's going to be something that's going to be a positive rather than, hey, we got to rip this deck down and replace it because it's falling apart.
Scott from S&R Remodeling with us at SlysOffice.com. Do you have to build stronger decks here in Wisconsin because people are fatter?
Well, only if they ask me to. Actually, we have a very, I don't even know how to say that. We have a very good load rating on our decks.
Oh, good.
Wisconsin, the municipal, they have the codes and stuff like that. And I know it's kind of a funny question, but the codes and such, I don't think you could crush any of our decks.
Really?
No. How do you like that?
That's pretty good.
Now, if you're one of those people that they have to haul you out and cut the door out in front of your house, I can't for sure say that that's the case. But ultimately, in seriousness, there's no weight restriction.
Do you have some pictures of decks and screened-in porches on either your Facebook page or your website?
I do. We have the website. And because Facebook is a little easier for us to manipulate, we have a lot more photos of our work. And you don't have to just look at decks. You can look at other projects we do to see the quality of work we do. The other thing we do, before I even come to your house, you get a packet from our company that has 3 pages of reference lists. It has, you know, who our insurance is through. It has the list of services, list of products and vendors. I mean, we try and get you to understand who we are before we show up at your door.
Estimates. A lot of companies do estimates, and they kind of tell people what they want to hear, and that usually turns out badly.
Well, I always like to tell them what they want to hear, but I never do it to spite, the reality. they, you know, when we do an estimate, first of all, I'm never going to use cheap product, even if you want to, because ultimately I'm coming back to fix it for free. And so if I have a client that wants to use a real cheap product and it's something that I wouldn't necessarily think you should use, I'm going to speak up and let you know that. Now, it's not to say that I haven't bent the rules and done it, but ultimately it's in the interest of helping somebody out so that they can get something. But you know, a lot of times in those scenarios, we won't warranty that stuff. And that doesn't necessarily help anybody. And the funny thing is people forget. So if you're using, you know, cheaper products or you have an idea, let's say that's not something you should do, the contractor still gets blamed. They forget about the fact that they put the pressure on you to, you know, do this funky thing or whatever it is, cheap product. And then people are like, who built this for you? You know, we want our name to be good. We've been working hard at it for 28 years, and we're going to maintain that. And so ultimately, I really push hard to make sure that you're doing what you should do as an investment to your home, something that is a get-by system.
I think you've actually seen the porch in the back of my parents' house. You know, my dad and somebody else built that, and they did
it. I think it was the elves.
No, I actually think they did a really nice job. But boy, I tell you, he learned a valuable lesson in that, you know, if he'd had somebody else do it or maybe a firm come in and do it like yours, you're prepared to deal with every I dot and T cross when that building inspector comes out, and those boys are picky.
They are picky. There's some that are far worse than others.
Some of them are just bastards, Scott.
Well, if they listen to this, I would never say that. But, you know, there's definitely ones that come and look and walk away, and there's ones that look with their, you know, their eyeglass to make sure you're doing it. And in the end, they're there for your protection. And the fact that they want to see the footings are all the way 4 feet down below the frost level, that's to protect you. So I always look at it like, you know, it's good for the consumer.
Let me ask you, as far as payment and keeping in touch with the customer during your service, you don't make the final payment. You put half down, right? You don't make the final payment until you're happy.
Yep, it's 50% down. Unless your project is rather large, you know, I am willing to adjust that. And so I've done thirds, I've done quarters. I don't have an issue with that. The reality of it is the 50% down is really a benefit for you, and I'll tell you why I say that. It's because you have half the money, and it's a little more of a driver than when you have, say, 25% of the money. The guy wants to get paid. And so in the end, you're holding all the chips, and the only place that I see people fail on that is they pay before the job is done.
Uh-huh.
And I'm gonna boast here a little bit and say that I feel like I'm one of the most honest contractors we have in for sure in Dane County, and probably the world, right? But ultimately,
yeah, the DOT still wants to take your building away from you,
and they are too. but ultimately, it's a benefit for you because you're holding a lot more of the cards than you are if you're down at say a 25% level, and I think it's a benefit for the customer, as long as they know who they're writing the check to is a legitimate guy that's not gonna, you know, disappear with their $5,000 down payment.
And it happens all the time.
It does.
And you know, people can be left on the hook for paying for materials too when they don't pay the suppliers.
They can. So if you have a company that is maybe not tested, tried, and true, you do have to be careful about that kind of stuff. The advantage for us, and I think for our customers, I've been working with Marling Lumber for 25 years, and it's a relationship that I have with them. So by not paying for your material, I'm also kind of screwing over the people that I've had a relationship with 2.5 decades. So I'm not going to do that to them, and I'm certainly not going to do it to the client. But you know that I'm answering to people that have helped me stay in business for all these years. And so when you're dealing with somebody, making sure that they have good relationships with the people that they're buying the product from, and I honestly don't think that people check people out enough. And all the horror stories I hear of, they paid them, the guy wouldn't come back, or, you know, the workmanship was shoddy and he wouldn't come back and fix it because you now paid him because he gave you some sob story about how his mortgage was due. Well, you know, you just, you know, as a consumer, and I'm a consumer too, as a consumer, you have to do your due diligence and make sure that you're paying or you're working with the right people.
What's your rating with the Better Business Bureau?
I have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, and we have, if you look our company up, they do a 3-year scan of whether you've had complaints, things like that, and we've had 0 complaints in 3 years, and I think in 28 years I've had 1, and that was about 18 years ago. And if there's one, if I'm not allowed to not make one customer happy in 28 years, then I don't know what to do.
Let me ask you, you say people don't do enough due diligence checking contractors out. What does S&R Remodeling offer up when I hire you to build a screened-in porch or a deck in the backyard as far as references? Do I get 1, 2, 3?
I give you a 3-page list with probably close to 100 names on it.
These are just people that you've done decks for?
Nope, this is actually people that I've done everything
All sorts
for.
Of stuff for. Okay.
Yep, kitchens, bathrooms. But the reality of it is, if we're hanging, putting trim in, or putting windows in, it's carpentry work. We're building a deck, it's carpentry work. The main thing is, did he come when he said he was going to come? Did he stay on the job until it was done? I had a client this morning that asked me, you know, everybody tells me to, you know, get a date on my contract and when you're going to be done. Well, I said to her, we don't make money when we bounce around. Sometimes we have to bounce around. If the drywall's getting hung and there's nothing to do at that job site, I got to have my guys working, so we've got to have a few different job sites going. But ultimately, the planning part of that is making sure that too many jobs aren't going, so that when that drywall is done, and obviously we're talking about decks at this point, but the coordination of it is that part of it. And so you, when you talk to customers, you don't have to just talk to them about decks. And you just need to know that the guy does that the work is good, that it's and one of the things that I do, Sly, is I give in my references, you're getting people that I did jobs for 5 years ago. And I think the value with that is that when you get a guy on the phone that I did a bathroom for 5 years ago and it's still in wonderful shape and nothing's falling apart, that says a lot about a customer or a contractor. So I mean, I don't just give you names of people I did work for in the last, you know, 6 months. I give you names of people I did jobs from 5 years ago, 8 years ago, last week. And you get a variety of customers in there, because I think those are the important ones, even more so than the last week, although it is nice to know that he's still doing a good job. But it's also nice to know that the workmanship that he's done is holding up, that you still got a really good product. I remodeled my bathroom 17, 18 years ago. It's still mint. Now, the selection of the tiles, I wish I could change, but nothing's falling off the wall.
It's like that bad leisure suit you bought years ago.
That's right. I got rid of that, though. I mean, it was a really nice velour.
Yeah, it's easier to get rid of clothes and bathroom walls. There's no doubt
it
about
is.
That. Yeah.
It is.
Right.
I tell people, look, we're trying to build and do something that's going to last you 20 years, and that's always our goal.
All right, Scott. Your phone number?
It's 222-8044.
All right. Your website?
It's srremodeling.com.
And your Facebook page?
Facebook is also SR Remodeling.
All right. Scott from SR Remodeling, we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Awesome.
And be
safe.
Get
your shovel out, buddy.
Ugh, are you kidding? I don't care if it's half an inch of snow. I'm bringing out the snowblower.
Sly's Office.com.
Thanks a million.
Bye-bye.